okay? Is explained to you. It's like a threefold kind of lesson today. And I'm giving you as God gave to me. All right, so honor. What it means to honor somebody, according to all the online dictionaries, is when you hold somebody to high respect. You hold them in a high regard. You esteem them. That's what it means to honor somebody. And respect and honor goes hand in hand, of course. And that's basically an act of giving particular attention and consideration. So when you honor somebody, you just don't do them any kind of way. When you honor somebody, you give them your best. And that's what we're going to do today. And so I have a little demonstration for you. Mom, Pop, can you come out, please? Hey, Mother. I'm going to paint a picture for you. Sometimes, you know, I'm a visual person. I know men, y'all visual too as well. But, okay, so this is our mom. This is our dad. This represents the family unit, guys. Okay? So I'm going to paint this picture for you. Okay, so Mother's Day. We're going to do that first. Mother's Day. You got your little bags, Mama? You like what's in the bags? All right, all right, all right. All right, kids, come on out. All right, with joy. Amen. What you got? Oh, Mom, bags keep coming, coming, coming. All right, praise God. Y'all said, y'all give your mama a hug. Happy Mother's Day and good day to you. Thank you so much for your help. Mama, you stay up here. So, okay, now let's go to Father's Day. Dad, what you got in the bag? Some you really like, huh? Or some you get every week, year? Yeah, possibly. Guys, we got to fix it. It's really not. Thank you so much, parents. I'm going to need my popcorn back, buddy. Go back. Good day. You know, dad sometimes is the unsung hero, and we're going to get into the reasons of why sometimes. And it's not about a gift. Don't get me wrong. It was about that honor thing. When you respect and esteem somebody, you hold them to, so you're going to go out of your way to do what you want to do. When mama get like diamonds, pearl, we got the parade for mom, and daddy looking at these socks that he gets every year. It's a crack in the foundation somewhere. And so what we teaching our children to, you know, the Bible says that you need to honor your parents. So it's our kids don't know. They don't come out knowing how to honor. So it's our job. That's where we come in, women, to teach them. And I won't be, so definitely it's bigger than gifts. But with this token, I know there's reasons why. Miss Crystal was like kind of preaching what my notes have without even knowing it. And you know, I had a conversation with some girls last night. We were talking, and it's just amazing how there's a lot of reasons why we don't celebrate the fathers that we do. Everybody is not that person, but let's get into some of the reasons why. Sometimes there's abuse in a situation. Sometimes the daddy, you know, you don't have a good relationship with your dad. He left you. He rejected you. I stand before you as a person that was rejected from my dad. All I wanted was his approval. And he kept telling me as a young girl how I wasn't good enough. But God told me I was. Okay? And don't get it twisted. I love my daddy. We have a good relationship. He will call me to this day to pray with him. But it took some, you know, I had a spirit of unforgiveness. And I was bitter. So Father's Day, what? Uh-uh. Mama, I mean, here you go, daddy, go some socks, you know, whatever, you know, and just kind of, you know, and, but you know what? Even through that, I don't get a pass. Even the things he said to me, I mean, you wouldn't tell your enemy. And, you know, I'm going to just let you in here. You're talking to someone who tried to commit suicide. We're going to go there. Three times before I was 18 years old, being molested, being hurt, seeing different things. So I understand the hurt, and I understand why you would feel negative sometimes. I saw my mom being beat by that very same man that was my father, escaping for her life. I have a sister right now who separated from us. My mama had to leave. So she had to separate. She didn't have enough money to take care of us. So she left my sister in another state. I'm going somewhere. I'm building on this. So just follow me. So, and I don't feel, you know, I'm letting you in because I totally get the pain. You can't begin to, I'm 41. I just learned to forgive. And then, you know, and the thing is, and I wasn't doing my husband right. And God had to tell me, you know, and honestly, we have a good relationship. We're friends before anything else. Me and him, that's how we began. But God told me honor is not the way you're thinking. Like, it's not about making plates every now, or most of y'all a lot of plate makers in here. We ain't gonna go there. You know, it ain't about making plates. It ain't about fighting for your man. Your man needs your respect and love and care. That's what he needs. And then what happens when you start building that man up? The kids will see you doing that. And then there's that scripture. And I lost my place. Then that scripture is, you know, where you're teaching your kids to honor your father. And so then you have this guy when you build him up. You ever have a friend? I got some friends, one in particular. When I talk to her, I promise you I'll be feeling like Rocky. I'll be like, when I get off the phone with her, she'll be like, you know, praying for me and everything. That's what your man need to feel like when he's talking to you. He needs to be uplifted. And you can't hold him accountable for everything that happened in your life. And you know what, guys? God wouldn't tell us to honor these men if he didn't have a provision for you to do so. So let me look at my notes so I won't get off track here. So we have life issues. God, okay, first of all, and this is why it's scriptural, because in Genesis 1:27, it says, so God created man in his own image, and the image and likeness of God, he created him. Male and female. Women, you're beautiful and strong too, but we're talking about the man, and we're under the man. So what happens is that's his representative. So if we're not doing right by him, we're not doing right by God. We're in error. Then we wonder why sometimes those things are connected. Your finances, your health could be, and then you wonder why he's not acting. I'm not saying this is everybody now. There's you know, I'm not saying that. And we have some good men that don't even have to do that. But what I'm addressing the issue where sometimes why it's such a sore subject for us to honor these fathers. And so since I was one that was leading the parade of disrespectfulness and not honoring my man, I want to be the one to lead the parade to honor these wonderful men here. And so women, okay, so your weapons are, of course, praise. You have a weapon of praise. When the praise go up, the what come down? So, and also God in Luke 10:19, he says, I've given you authority to trample on snakes, scorpions, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Sometimes these are spiritual matters, and you can't talk to your husband or deal with it in a spiritual, you can't talk to him. You can't deal with spiritual things in the natural. You have to deal with them in the spiritual realm. So you're talking to him when you should be on your knees praying. Go to your heavenly father for it. He'll tell you how to speak to your husband and how to deal with your children as well. So he's given us that weapon, and nothing is impossible through God. So when you couple that together, these are just two basics. You have the authority to speak of your baby daddy. Okay, he's not doing the right thing, but he's involved with your child. Even if he's moved on, that's your child. So you have the right to say whatever you need to say, pray, get in your corner. And how you're going to know how to deal with or speak over your children is you have to get into that little quiet spot so God can talk to you. 5 minutes. That's all it takes is 5 minutes. And that's what happened with me when, honestly, I was sick in my bed for 2 months. Like I would come here on a good foot, but I would be so weak. And I'm like, it's not like me to be having all this. Like I'm seeing like 4 specialists. I said, well, Father, I ain't been a sick. I've been this weight for a long time, so I know it ain't that. I mean, what is, I mean, I could actually, you know, lose some as health, you know, but I said, what is it? And he told me I was holding unforgiveness and bitterness. I said, well, that can't be, you know. And then when I start to do more studying, I realized that. And all it took was me sitting down and getting quiet enough to hear, because it was so chaotic. I was like, well, what's wrong? When it starts stuff not going right in your home and with your kids, ask God, what can I do? So examine yourself. So, you know, if we all do that, we ain't got time to be in strife or nothing else. You know what I'm saying? And then we have time to build our children and our men up. And then they start acting like these heroes that we're honoring them as. Okay? All right. And so, and one more piece of power, women, that we have, because our mouth, we are truly king makers and superhero makers. But I'm going to tell you, we can curse you too. So in Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat the fruit. So if he's stupid, then okay, well, you're saying that, and now he's going to act stupid. Whatever you say, you will have. Trust and believe. The devil wants you. And so, because it's designed so we won't function. We, you know, it's time out for not functioning in the word that we need to the place that we need to be. It's time out. We will see the gifts of the Spirit moving more boldly and accurately than ever. We will see that present every time you walk in the church. But if we can't, we're so busy with other things, or we're not focused on what we need to be focused, because Satan will have distractions around you. And let me tell you about Satan. His power is about this big. Those scriptures I told you, that's real. You can speak a word over your family. And you can walk up on the devil even when you see it manifest. You go, I declare that you're not. You won't do this in my house. Me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord here. No, I'm not talking to you, but I'm talking to that devil that's controlling you. Back up. Oh, you laughing? Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't leave this room. We all saying hallelujah, praise God. We're having a party up in here. That's how it needs to be, so that God's power will manifest in your life. I'm getting excited. Excuse me. And what's my excuse me, same thought that I was not going to be able to get up here because all those things going on. I received my healing when I repented and made it right with my husband, and I'm still standing in this healing. I don't care. I said if I have to be rolled up with a wheelchair, whatever, I was going to say what my father told me to say. But some of us need to get free. You can be free today. Believe that. So we are kingmakers, women. And so let's make sure we're building the men up in our lives as we ought to, and appreciating them. And like that's 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage and comfort one another and build one another up just as you are doing. So, you know, we're doing it. You know, this is a us message. We just got to walk this thing out. Let's just be about it. Just do it. And then you'll see the wonderful things happening in your family and around you. And so, thank you. I'm already open. Sorry. Excuse me. So, I trust that beyond today, we will do as our Heavenly Father instructed us to. We're going to honor these men past Father's Day. Okay? So, because once we know better, we do better, right? Right. So, women, repeat after me. I am a king maker. I am a hero maker. And may these words out of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Now we're going to seal this. So, and in Jesus' name, when you say in Jesus' name, it's so be it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Now, all right, beautiful men, we on to you. And so, men, do you know how important you are? Your survival, your spiritual survival is vital to it all. You will function I mean, it, and you know what? God says there was heroes in the Bible like you, and there's many, like Daniel, Moses, Noah. The list goes on and on, but I'm going to talk about David. And because David was a father, and he was human like us all, and I want to just demonstrate a little bit here. So I'm gonna just like kind of tell you the backstory. So David was anointed king by Samuel. So Jesse was David's father, and so he brought all these sons, right? He was like brought like seven. He was like, well, six at least. I've seen all these guys, and none of them is the one that, because God told Samuel to go and anoint David. It's like, none of these, they're not the chosen one. Nope. And he was like, well, I got my baby, but he be, you know, he herding the sheep. You know, so when he looked upon David, Samuel did, he said, oh, that's the one. So God told Samuel that he's the one. So now David gets anointed by Samuel, king. But how many know just because you're anointed, you don't always walk in that anointing right now? But man, we gonna walk in our anointing. We gonna walk in our anointing. So here we go. Speed up a little bit. David's father. So they got this giant Goliath. He is like going off on everybody, you know, taunting people. He's declaring war on the people. So I mean, you can imagine a big giant, especially to somebody short like me, a big old giant, and he's terrorizing the land. He was powerful too. So David's brothers and them go to war, you know. So Jesse tells David, mind you, David's still doing sheep, you know, and sometimes he see the king, play the harp for the king, you know, got that little odd job. And so he says, son, go get your brothers and take this food up to the line. David takes the food. So David hears Goliath taunting them, you know, whatever, however they talk these days. But back in the day, he was, you know, I'm going to kill you. Basically, that's what it was like. So David's like, wow, you know, so what you get if you handle this? And, you know, what if I take him out? What would the king give the man that takes him out? And so the brother for some reason just got upset, just hating, you know, basically. But he was like, So he said in 1 Samuel 17:28, now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard what David said to the man, and Eliab's anger burned against David. And he said, why have you come down here? With whom do you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I'm going to translate that for you. You won't have a job. You got a part-time job. What you doing here? He said, I know your presumptuous overconfidence and the evil of your heart. For you have come down. You know, all David wanted to know was, what will the king do? Because obviously David wasn't phased, but everybody, it said in the Bible that the other people were phased. So this is a big old giant. David's not phased. So David basically finds out what to do. And here's the thing, guys. David's brother tried to dismiss him. His daddy underestimated him. I come to you like somebody rejected. And you know what else? Also, it's just people always telling you no. Sometimes because of the color of your skin, you know, there's this police situation with these men. That has nothing to do with you. I mean, you want to pray for your brothers, but you want to believe that God has your back. And you have the authority, men. Just like in the scripture we talked about, that God's giving you that power, this same power. And we all know the story about David. I'm just going to wrap it up here. He goes on to fight Goliath and wins. So we all have our giants. We have our past coming back sometimes. People telling you ain't going to be nothing. You know, the devil always bring up. It's years later and the devil and devil use people, okay? And they be like, oh, you try to kill yourself. You ain't all that, you know, whatever. You know, and it's like, no. You know what? My father says different. Yes, and my father did not allow those things to happen so I could be right here to tell y'all who you are in Christ. So men, you're wonderful. You're beautiful. You are a giant slayer. You are a hero. You need to walk like it. Put your shoulders back. Know who you are in the Father and just do the thing. You can. God will answer any prayer. He's here. He's speaking if you just listen. And it's okay. David had all kinds of things. He was an underdog, But God used him in so many ways, not only to fight Goliath, but to do so many other wonderful things in the Bible. And so, in closing, can we, Miss Brenda? Yep. Can somebody help Miss Brenda? Call on some helpers, please. Okay, you can get those out. We're going to make a declaration here. And you can make your own declaration. This is just a guide. And while they're passing that out, the enemy has no power over you or your circumstances. You are unstoppable. You're awesome. You're wonderful. You are all that and more. Like my sister said, y'all are a hot commodity. You got to know it, though. You got to know it. And people do tell you no. The jobs tell you no. Your wife tell you no. Children sometimes, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. But you got to know who you are. And God made you in his image. We ready? All right. Can I have one? So basically, you just repeat after me. You don't even have to read it. I don't even know I did it. Okay, so I want you to point to yourself, man. I'm victorious. I'm amazing. I'm exceptional. Say it like you mean. Say it with your chest. I'm courageous. Phenomenal. Faithful. I am powerful. Worthy. Anointed. You're irreplaceable. Equipped. Reliable. Diligent. Focused. Prosperous. You're dynamic. Resourceful. And articulate. Articulate, sorry. All right, and so, you know, like I said, that death and the life and the power of the tongue, and you'll eat what you say. Proverbs 18:21. I pray that you guys are blessed. We're still not done with you. But I pray you've been blessed, and I pray that you do God's word. Leave a good legacy for your family. All right, amen. I need the men to stand up. The men, can we, well, wait, first, before we do that, I need Tracy. Tracy and Miss J. Miss J, she should hear me. Okay. No, I don't want to bring them up here yet, but I want to do Tracy first. Anybody know where Tracy is?
All right. Happy Father's Day to all our fathers. At this time, due to Pastor not being here, which we really is saddened that he's not here, but his daughter Patrice is going to stand and receive what we have for Pastor. Amen. For Pastor is our superhero here at Victory. Amen. He is a man of faith. So with that being said, yes, we have a superhero. You remember Kate for him? We found out that Pastor's superhero was Mighty Mouse, right? And you know, a lot of times when he would stand and preach, and he would just do what Mighty Mouse did, you know, put his hand like, here I come to save the day. So here's a cape for Pastor.
And that brings me to this song.
So his daughter is going to wear his faith man shirt. I mean, cape. Also, all the men. Where the shirt? Wait. Oh, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. So also we have a t-shirt for Pastor. There's going to be more said about that. Okay. All right.
That brings me to the song. This is.
All right. Take your baby. Take your baby. Yes, now we're going. May I have all the men of VCC come up here? All the men of VCC, and then all the visitors, I need you to stand. Men stand. Just stand where you're seated. But the men of VCC, please come up here. Thank you. Got one more thing for you. All right. Yeah, you're going to face the people. Our heroes. All right. Looking good. Well, so, you know, Pastor Claude, you know, is a shepherd of this house, and we honor him in his absence. And we want to also honor the men of VCC as well, that help get things done in the kingdom as well. So you, with this man, you are heroes, as you noted, as we already stated. And can we get those things? What is yours at? Bring them. Yep. And so this is from the women of VCC. They worked hard, y'all. They gave their money, their time. They got up early. All those long meetings. We do truly honor you and love you. Y'all want me to help y'all? Yeah, some. Don't worry about the. She got her.
Brother Phil. Yeah.
Brother Kirk. Brother Kirk up there? No.
Brother Jeff.
Jesse got one. Jesse got one. Maybe I should just have all of them come up here. Even though they don't. Should I have all of them come up here? Don't have all of them come up here. So if, can you get a medium? Oh, no, he didn't. He asked for a medium. Okay. Honor, yes, sir. You can have a medium if you want. So, no, does it up here? Just right. We'll give the people that don't have, like, the son that's sitting out there, we'll give them too. But we just wanted to honor you guys with one more piece of presentation here, just to let you know how much we love you. So, no worries. Let's just stop passing. We don't need to pass no more. All of them got it up here? Okay, so can you guys hold up your plaque with the Superman thing on, the what we just repeated to each other? All right. So you see that S? That S represents strength. That S represents God putting a super over your natural. And I want you to always know that you look at your ass and then you declare it to everybody else. This is who you are. Okay? All right. And now, Malia. So you don't have to worry about the shoe. Yeah, y'all can sit down. Okay, so we're going to leave it.
Must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. You've been content to let me shine. You always walked a step behind. I was the one with all the glory. You were the one with all the strength. Only a face without a name. I never heard you once complain. Oh, did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I like to be. I can fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath my wings. Ooh. It might have appeared to go unnoticed, but I've got it all right here, right here in my heart. Oh, I want you to know, I know the truth. Oh, yes, I do. Daddy, I won't be nothing without you. Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything, everything I like to be. Yes, I could fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath my wings, for you are the wind beneath my wings. Ooh, 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 ooh. Daddy's, you are my spiritual superhero.